在我们听到之前，我们一起来祷告好吗
？Let's begin with a word of prayer.
天父上帝，我们来到你的面前。
Heavenly Father, we come before you.
求主帮助我们专心在你身上。
Help us to focus on you.
愿你的圣灵啊，亲自对我们每一个人说话。
May your spirit talk to us, every one of us.
愿我们讲的、听的都降服在你的话语面前。
Let those who speak and hear all fall before your words.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，那我讲一下我和 PJ 的故事好吗
？Let me begin with a story about PJ and me.
我和 PJ 都在教会里面长大。
Both of us grew up in the church.
所以当我们订婚以后呢，我们就找了一位我们尊敬的牧者给我们做婚前的辅导。
So when we got engaged, we sought out a respected pastor to do premarital counseling with us.
给我们辅导的牧者呢，是我教会当时的一位义务传道。
He was a voluntary pastor at my church.
也是 PJ 他爸爸的老朋友。
And also an old friend of PJ's dad.
当时呢，他就教了我在婚姻里面有几句要常常说的话。
During counseling, he taught me a few phrases to say often in marriage.
就是是亲爱的。
Yes, dear.
对不起，亲爱的。
Sorry, dear.
谢谢你，亲爱的。
Thank you, dear.
那刚结婚的时候呢，可能还会记得。
Now, when we first got married, I probably still remembered them.
他做了饭，说谢谢。
When PJ makes dinner, say thank you.
他收拾房间，说谢谢。
When she cleans the house, say thank you.
她照顾孩子，说谢谢。
When she takes care of the kids, say thank you.
可是随着日子过去，很多的事情慢慢就变成了应该。
But as time went by, many things became expected.
变成了习惯。
They became routine.
变成了要求。
Or even became requirements.
现在有时候她洗碗，我却没有说谢谢。
Now sometimes I don't say thank you when she does the dishes.
甚至呢，我可能还在挑剔，说她洗得不够干净。
I might even pick on her for not doing it well.
弟兄姐妹们，你们有经历过这样的情况吗
？Brothers and sisters, have you had similar experiences?
有时候我们对陌生人很有礼貌。
Sometimes we're very polite to strangers.
对餐馆的服务员。
We're polite to waiters.
对飞机上的空服员
To the flight attendants.
都很有礼貌，很客气。
Oh, really polite.
可是回到家中，对最亲的人，我们反而很少说谢谢。
However, at home, when those who are closest to us, we rarely say thank you.
甚至会觉得，哎，这些不是你应该做的吗
？We might even think, hey, aren't you supposed to do this?
你做分内之事，怎么还要我来谢谢你呢
？Why should I thank you for doing your job？
那如果你说你诚实的认为你已经是一个很懂得感恩的人
，Now if you can say honestly that you think you're a pretty grateful person，
那我要为你感谢主。
Then I thank God for you。
可是如果你跟我一样，发现哎，我真的好像不太感恩。
But if you're like me and you realize, I'm not actually as grateful as I thought.
那么我们就要问，究竟有什么原因使我们失去这个感恩的心呢？
Then we have to ask, what has made us lose gratitude?
我们要成为感恩的人的话，有什么的东西阻碍我们呢？
To become grateful people, what stands in our way?
我们需要对付什么感恩的敌人呢？
What is the enemies of gratefulness?
我们从《生命记》这段经文来看，为什么感恩的人、经历神拯救、带领、保守的人，还是会慢慢失去这个感恩的心
？We can see from this passage in Deuteronomy and see how God, people received God's blessing, but also still lose their gratitude.
摩西提醒以色列人，也提醒我们。有什么感恩的敌人，我们要提防的。
Moses reminds the Israelites and us also what are the enemies of gratitude we must watch out for.
在《申命记》第八章里面，我们刚刚读过了。
In Deuteronomy chapter 8,
摩西带着以色列人在约旦河的东边。
Moses had led the Israelites to the east bank of the Jordan River.
他知道自己不能进这个应许之地。
He knew he was not entering the promised land himself.
他离开世界的日子到了。
He was nearing the end of his life.
这是他最后对以色列人的训勉。
This was his final exhortation to the Israelites.
你可以说是他的回忆录，或者是遗言。
You can think of it as his last words.
他苦口婆心地对这一代准备要进应许之地的以色列人向他们陈明祸福。
He spoke from his heart to this generation of Israelites who were about to enter the promised land.
劝他们在得应许之地之后要遵行耶和华神的一切诫命。
And urges them to keep obeying all the commands of the Lord after they receive the promised land.
我们来留意摩西不断重复的字眼。
Let us see the words that Moses repeats.
我们一起读好吗？中英文都可以。
All right, let us read this together.
你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年。你要谨慎，免得忘记耶和华你的神。恐怕你忘记耶和华你的神。你要纪念耶和华你的神，你若忘记耶和华你的神。你有没有留意到摩西在重复什么的字眼
？Did you notice what Moses keep repeating？
纪念
，remember，
免得忘记
，do not forget。
纪念
，remember，
恐怕忘记
，otherwise you will forget。
摩西提醒以色列人，耶和华神为他们做过的大作为。
Moses reminds the Israelites of the Lord's great works for them.
神把他们从埃及为奴之家领出来。
God brought them out of Egypt through, out of slavery.
带领他们走过四十年的旷野。
And walked with them through 40 years in the desert.
在没有食物的地方，他赐下玛拿。
Where there was no food, he gave them manna.
在没有水的地方，使磐石流出水来。
Where there was no water, he made water come out of the rock.
是耶和华神的作为不够伟大吗？
Was the Lord's works not great enough?
是以色列人经历的恩典不够多吗？
Had the Israelites experienced too little grace?
问题不是神做的太少。
The problem wasn't that the Lord did too little.
问题也不是他们不知道是神的作为。
Nor it wasn't, was the Israelites who didn't know God was at work.
问题是他们太容易忘记了。
The problem was that they forgot too easily.
感恩的第一个敌人是善忘。
The first enemy of gratitude is forgetfulness.
我们也是经历过恩典的人。
We too have experienced grace.
但同时也是容易忘记恩典的人。
But we too are prone to forget about grace.
我们在困难中向神呼求。
We cry out to God in times of trouble.
神的确保守我们走过了。
And God has carried us through and through.
的确供应我们的缺乏了。
And provided for our needs.
可是不多久以后我们就忘记了。
Yet soon afterwards we forget about it.
我们不是没有经历恩典。
It's not that we haven't experienced grace.
只是我们善忘。
But we're just easily forgetting.
那我们可以如何对付善忘呢
？So how do we overcome forgetfulness？
要对付善忘，我们就要操练纪念。
To win against forgetfulness, we have to practice remembrance.
刚刚这个礼拜呢，我们几个家庭开始了一套给中学生关于这个性和恋爱教育的课程。
Just this past week, a few of our families started a course on sexuality for high schoolers.
课程的作者呢，原地兄，他以过来人的身份来讲神创造的心意。
The author of the course, Christopher, speaks about his own life experiences about God's created purpose.
原地兄和他的父母本来不是信主的。
Christopher and his parents were once unbelievers.
他年轻时过着同性恋的生活。
When he was young, he lived a homosexual lifestyle.
也因此跟父母的关系呢几乎破裂。
So his relationship with his parents nearly fell apart.
父母后来信主，父亲送他圣经，他丢在垃圾桶里面。
Later, when his parents came to faith, his father gave him a Bible, but Christopher threw it into the trash.
但是母亲却常年为他的悔改来祷告。
However, his mom kept praying for his repentance for years.
后来袁弟兄因贩毒而被捕。
Later, Christopher was arrested for drug trafficking.
他感到走投无路，从监牢里打电话回家。
He was desperate and called home from prison.
他心里准备要挨骂了。
He was expecting to get an earful.
没想到妈妈接那个电话的时候，先慰问他，儿子，你没事吧？
But when his mother picked up the phone, the first thing she asked was, Son, are you okay?
挂了电话以后，袁妈妈就随手拿起桌上的字条。
After they hung up, his mother grabbed a calculator from the table.
开始数算主的恩典。
And started counting all the Lord's blessing.
就一项一项的写下来。
And wrote it all down in a slip of paper.
他写第一项。儿子身在安全的地方。
The first thing she wrote, Christopher is in a safe place.
至少相比之前是安全的地方。
At least safer than before.
然后他写，儿子多年来第一次打电话回家。
This was the first time Christopher called home in years.
后来袁弟兄被判刑六年。
Ultimately, Christopher was sentenced to 6 years in prison.
身体也验出感染了这个艾滋病毒。
He was also tested positive for HIV.
可是袁妈妈没有放弃。
But his mom didn't give up.
继续的数算主恩。
He kept counting God's blessing.
把恩典写在字条上。
Writing them down.
把这个字条不断的借下去。
And appending the slips of paper.
直到袁弟兄重获自由那天，袁妈妈的那个恩典字条摊开来，那个长度呢，比他的身高还要高。
By the time Christopher was released from prison, his mom's blessing notes, when completely unfolded, was taller than she was.
数算主恩不是逃避现实。
Counting the Lord's blessing is not escaping from reality.
也不是一种自我安慰。
It is also not self-comfort.
乃是一个属灵的操练。
But it is a spiritual discipline.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有试过拿起笔来却写不出那个字？
Brothers and sisters, have you ever picked up a pen but can't remember how to write or spell a word?
话到嘴边却忘了那句的成语怎么说？
Or had a phrase on the tip of your tongue but can't remember how the saying goes?
我们都是善忘的人。
We are all forgetful people.
我们不练习，不重温，就会忘记。
If we don't practice or review, we'll forget.
同样的，如果我们不刻意的去记录、回想、重温
，In the same way, if we don't intentionally record, recall, or review,
我们也会忘记恩典。
We'll also forget grace.
所以，如果我们要成为感恩的人，我们就要以纪念来提防。善忘这个敌人。
So if we want to become grateful people, we have to guard against forgetfulness through remembrance.
我们要记录神的恩典。
We have to record God's grace.
我们要在祷告里面数算主恩。
We have to count God's blessings in prayer.
我们也要跟孩子们说神的作为。
We have to tell our children about God's works.
让他们也可以记得。
So that they can remember too.
可是摩西继续说善忘之后还有第二个敌人。
But Moses continues, after forgetfulness, there is a second enemy.
我们一起来读。恐怕你吃的饱足，建造美好的房屋居住，你的牛羊加多，你的金银增添，并你所有的全都加增，你就心高气傲。恐怕你心里说，这货财是我力量，我能力得来的。摩西说，当以色列人忘记历史，忘记神的作为的时候，他们就会变得心高气傲。
Moses says that when the Israelites forget their history, forget about God's great works, they will become proud.
以为所得的一切都是自己的能力争取来的。
and think all of this was done by their own power.
是自己辛苦打拼来的。
It was through their hard work that they got this.
那摩西没有说以色列人不用工作，不用劳碌。
Now Moses didn't say that the Israelites won't have to work or labor.
也没有说富足不好，享受不好。
Nor did he say that wealth was bad or enjoyment was bad.
可是如果他们以为房屋、牛羊、金银都是自己的劳力的成果的话。
But if they think that their houses, their flocks, and the silver and gold were all from their labor,
那就出问题了。
Then there's a problem here.
这就是感恩的第二个敌人。
The second enemy of gratitude.
自恃。
Self-sufficiency.
我们中间很多人离乡别井来到加拿大这个国家。
Many of us here have left their homeland and come to Canada.
有稳定的工作。
We have stable jobs.
有良好的教育。
Good education.
有舒适的房子。
Comfortable homes.
有安定的生活。
And peaceful lives.
这些或许呢并不是我们一朝一夕就得到的。
These things may have not come to us overnight.
有人可能从很低的岗位开始被人看不起。
We might have started in low positions and were looked down upon.
有人语言不通被人取笑。
Some of us couldn't speak English well and were made fun of.
有人学历或者经验不被承认。
Some of us has degrees and qualifications that weren't recognized.
有人做过很辛苦的工作。
Some might have done very difficult jobs.
有人为孩子牺牲很多。
Some might have made great sacrifices for the children.
所以有人可能会说，我今天的光景，我今天的事业成就、生活、家庭，都是我一手一脚打拼出来的。
So people might say, my career, my life today, my family, I built them up with my own hands.
这句话不完全是错。
This is not entirely wrong.
我们在人生中确实有努力，有牺牲。有付出才有成就。
We do have to work hard in life, make sacrifices, and put in effort.
可是摩西马上纠正以色列人，也警戒我们。
But Moses was quick to correct the Israelites and warn us also.
我们一起读：你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得获财的力量是他给你的。摩西不否定人的努力。
Moses didn't deny the hard work.
但是他提醒我们，
But he reminds us.
连我们努力的力量都是神赐给我们的。
Even the ability to work comes from God.
年轻的弟兄姐妹也是一样。
It's true for our younger brothers and sisters too.
你可能会说，我的成绩是我努力的成果。
You might say, my grades are the results of my hard work.
我大学的录取是我能力的证明。
My university offer is proof of my abilities.
我的奖项是我才华赢来的。
My awards are won through my own talents.
是的，你是努力了。
Yes, that is true. You have worked hard.
可是你要记得，你不是单靠自己的能力。
But you have to remember, it's not by your own power.
连你能力本身也不是无中生有。
Even your abilities didn't come out of nowhere.
而是神赐给你的恩典。
But they are God's grace for you.
那我们要如何对付自恃呢？
So how do we overcome self-sufficiency?
要对付自恃，我们就要学会谦卑。
We have to learn humility.
自恃的人把得到的一切看为自己的成就。
The self-sufficient sees everything as their own achievement.
谦卑的人却知道我的成就，我的才能都是神的恩典。
But the humble understands that their achievements and their abilities are all God's grace.
弟兄姐妹，善忘会让我们忘记恩典。
Brothers and sisters, forgetfulness makes us forget grace.
自恃会让我们把恩典改写为自己的功劳。
Self-sufficiency makes us rewrite grace into our own merit.
而当我们忘记恩典，以为一切都是靠自己的能力之后，
And when we forget grace and think everything comes from our own power,
就会出现感恩的第三个敌人。
The third enemy of gratitude appears.
我们回到前两章。
Let us go back to the last two chapters.
生命记第六章。
In Deuteronomy 6,
摩西对以色列人这么说，我们一起读：耶和华你的神领你进他向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许给你的地，那里有城邑，又大又美，非你所建造的；有房屋，装满各样美物，非你所装满的；有造成的水井，非你所造成的；还有葡萄园、橄榄园，非你所栽种的，你赐了，而且饱足。以色列人进入这个应许之地以后，并非要从零开始。
When the Israelites enter the promised land, they're not starting from scratch.
来挖井、种田、建房、筑城。
From digging wells to planting fields, building houses and cities.
他们进入迦南地，喝的是现成的井水。
But when they enter Canaan, they drink from existing wells.
吃的是现成的葡萄园和橄榄园。
They will eat from existing vineyards and olive groves.
住的是现成盖好的城邑和房屋。
And they will live in existing houses and cities.
他们享受的是耶和华照他的应许给他们的。
They will enjoy what the Lord's give, what the Lord gives them according to his promise.
我们今天不也是如此吗？
Is it not the same for us today?
我们住在我们没有建造的城市和国家里面。
We live in a city and country that we didn't build.
我们活在我们没有建立的制度里面。
We lived under systems that we didn't establish.
享受别人发掘的资源。
We enjoy resources that others have developed.
我们都在享受前人种的树。
We all enjoy the shades of the trees planted by those who came before.
我们的信仰也是别人的努力。
Even our faith came through the labors of others.
把福音传给我们。
They brought the gospel to us.
把圣经翻译教导我们。
They translated and taught us the Bible.
连我们敬拜的教会也是别人建立的。
They built even the church where we worship.
如果我们看不清这一点，
If we do not see this point clearly,
摩西警戒我们会变成什么样的人。
What kind of people did Moses warn will become?
六章十六节，我们一起读：你们不可以试探耶和华你们的神，像你们在玛撒那样试探他。在玛撒发生什么事呢
？What happened in Massa?
出埃及记十七章记载，当时以色列人刚从埃及地出来不久。
In Exodus chapter 17.It says, when the Israelites came out of Egypt,
才刚经历过十灾、逾越节、过红海、苦水变甜，每天在吃那个玛拿。
They had just experienced the 10 plagues, the Passover, crossing the Red Sea, bitter water turned sweet, and daily manna from heaven.
还没有走到西奈山。
They haven't even reached Mount Sinai yet.
从埃及地出来还不够三个月的事。
It's only been 3 months since they left Egypt.
以色列人就因为没有水喝，与摩西争闹。
Yet because they had no water to drink, they quarreled with Moses.
甚至埋怨说，为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们都渴死呢？
Even complaining, why have you brought us out of Egypt to make us die of thirst?
弟兄姐妹，你听，这是什么话？
Brothers and sisters, do you hear what they're saying?
百姓不是单单说，主啊，我们渴了，求你怜悯我们。
The people didn't say, "Oh Lord, we're thirsting, have mercy on us."
他们是说，耶和华，你若真的在我们中间，就证明给我们看。
But they were saying, "Lord, if you're really among us, then prove it to us."
你把我们从埃及带出来，不是要我们渴死吧？
Surely you didn't bring us out of Egypt so that we die of thirst.
你不是应该负责吗？
Aren't you supposed to be responsible?
不是应该给我们水喝吗？
Aren't you supposed to give us water?
这是埋怨的声音。
This is the voice of complaint.
是想当然的态度。
This is the attitude of entitlement.
这就是感恩的第三个敌人。
This is the third enemy of gratitude.
想当然就是把恩典当成应得。
Entitlement turns grace into something deserved.
把礼物当成债务
，turning gifts into debt，
把神的供应当成神欠我的
and turning God's provision into God owes me.
想当然就是昨天经历了神的恩典，今天却还说，你现在不是应该为我做些什么吗？
Entitlement means that yesterday I experienced God's grace, yet today I say, aren't you supposed to do something for me?
然后我们就会埋怨。
Then we begin to complain.
为什么神不给我更好的工作？
Why doesn't God give me a better job?
为什么神不给我更顺利的人生？
Why doesn't God give me a smoother life?
为什么神容许我经历苦难而不救我？
Why does God allow me to suffer and not save me?
神真的与我同在吗？
Is God really with me?
当然我们在苦难中应该把我们的需要和感受诚实地向神来倾诉。
Of course, we should bring our needs and feelings to God in our suffering.
可是我们也要小心，我们的祷告有没有慢慢的变成了对神的审问。
But we also need to be careful. Have our prayers become an interrogation of God?
我们的祈求有没有慢慢变成对神的控诉？
Is our request becoming more accusative against God?
我们的期待有没有慢慢变成了觉得神欠了我的态度？
Have our expectations became an attitude of God owes me.
如果对付善忘，我们要学会纪念。
To overcome entitlement, we have to learn contentment.
对付自视，我们要学会谦卑。
Against self-sufficiency, we have to learn humility.
那么对付想当然，我们要学会什么呢？
Now, what do we have to learn if we have to overcome entitlement?
对付想当然，我们要学会知足。
We have to learn contentment.
因为想当然只看得见我们没有的。
Because entitlement only sees what we don't have.
知足却是让我们看见，重新看见我们已经领受的。
But contentment let us see what we have already received.
感恩的这三个敌人的共通点，就是把恩典不再看为恩典了。
Now all three's enemies have this in common. It is that grace is no longer taken as grace.
善忘把恩典忘得一干二净。
Forgetfulness acts as if grace has never happened.
自视把恩典当作自己的成就。
Self-sufficiency turns grace into something I achieved.
想当然把恩典当作自己应得的。
Entitlement turns grace into something that I deserve.
摩西提醒以色列人要纪念，要谦卑，要知足，因为耶和华神已经拯救他们了。
Moses reminds the Israelites to remember, to be humble, to be content, because the Lord God has already saved them.
今天我们成为主的门徒，也是因为主的救恩。
Today we have also became disciples of Christ through his saving grace.
在十字架面前，我们不能够想当然，好像救恩是我们应得的，因为我们本来不配。
Before the cross, we cannot be entitled, as if we deserve salvation, because we were never worthy of it.
在十字架面前，我们不能够自视，好像救恩是靠自己的能力，因为我们救不了自己。
Before the cross, we cannot be self-sufficient, as if we achieved salvation, because we cannot save ourselves.
在十字架面前，我们也不能够善忘，好像从来没有赐下救恩，因为主耶稣设立圣餐的时候说，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
Before the cross, we cannot be forgetful, as if salvation has never been given, because our Lord Jesus established in the Lord's Supper, saying,Do this in remembrance of me.
所以基督徒的生命必须有感恩的本质，感恩的果子。
So the Christian life must be grateful by nature and show fruits of gratitude.
那今天如果我们要成为感恩的人，需要有什么样的感恩的行动呢？
If we want to become grateful people, what actions of gratitude what must we take?
当然首先我们要感谢上帝，感谢主耶稣。
Of course, we must thank God and thank our Lord Jesus.
可是，当我们感谢上帝赐给我们饮食的时候，也会感谢给我们做饭的妈妈、爸爸，对吗？
But when we thank God for daily bread, we also thank the person who cooks for us, right?
所以今天我要问你，你有没有要跟谁说感谢呢？
So today I want to ask you, is there someone you need to thank?
你有没有把谁的爱、忍耐、牺牲当成了想当然的？
Have you taken someone's love, patience, and sacrifice for granted?
年轻的弟兄姐妹，可能你首先想到的就是你的父母。
For younger brothers and sisters, your parents might come into mind first.
那可能还有你家里的弟兄姐妹，兄弟姐妹吗？
But what about your siblings?
教会里面看着你长大的叔叔阿姨呢？
The uncles and aunties at church watched you grow up.
跟你一起成长的伙伴呢？
The friends you grew up with.
但是这些话不只是对年轻人说的。
But these words are not just for the young people.
做丈夫的，你有没有感谢妻子的付出和忍耐？
Husbands, have you thanked your wife for their labor and patience?
做妻子的，你有没有感谢丈夫的承担和辛劳？
Wives, have you thanked your husband for your endurance, for their endurance and toil?
做父母的，有没有感谢儿女对你的包容，感谢他们在成长上的努力呢？
Parents, have you thanked your children for the understanding and for their efforts in growing up?
在教会里面，你有没有感谢那些栽培你灵命成长的人呢？
In the church, have you thanked those who helped you nurture your spiritual life?
几年前的一个感恩节，我听完了主日讲道以后，我就在社交媒体上，向一位多年没有联络，已经搬走的老朋友发信息。
On a Thanksgiving a few years ago, after hearing a Sunday sermon, I reached out on social media to an old friend who had moved away and with whom I lost touch with.
当年呢，我移民来加拿大的时候才十岁。
I was only 10 when I immigrated to Canada.
上这个小学的六年级。
And I was in grade 6 in school.
我刚刚从香港来加拿大，这个英文讲得不好。
I just came from Hong Kong and my English was not good.
会被一些的同学取笑。
Some kids would make fun of me.
也会被老师误会。
And there was misunderstandings with my teachers also.
当时呢，我们住在隔壁的邻居呢，刚好是我的同班同学。
At the time, our neighbor next door happened to be my classmate.
是一个白人的男孩。
He was a white boy.
他跟他小一岁的弟弟呢，主动做我的朋友。
And he and his younger brother made friends with me.
邀请我去他们家里玩。
They had me over to their house and play video games.
和他们一起打电玩，打曲棍球。
Playing hockey and video games.
后来进了高中呢，我就因为我们读了不同的课程呢，我们朋友圈子变了，跟他也慢慢少了来往。
Later, when we entered high school, we took different programs. We had different circles of friends, and we hung out less and less over time.
可是回头看，当初我能够适应加拿大的生活，它实在有很大的帮助。
But looking back, he really helped me to adapt to Canadian life when I first came here.
于是我发信息给他，感谢他当年主动来接纳我。
So I sent him a message, thanking him for welcoming me and for being my friend when I most needed one.
感谢他在我最需要同伴的时候做我的朋友。
To be friends with me when there was no one else in my class.
他现在也有自己的家庭了，我也祝福他的家庭，他的孩子。
He has his own family now, and then I also thanked him for, I also gave blessings for his family.
弟兄姐妹，当我们想起谁的恩典的时候，我们就要把握机会向他来表达感谢。
Brothers and sisters, when we remember someone's kindness, we need to seize the opportunity to thank him.
因为我们不知道还有多少的机会。
This is because we don't know if we have that chance again.
五月份这个图漂移了。
We had a slight shift of transition on the photo.
没关系，我大家联想一下就好。
Okay, everyone imagine.
五月份在家庭营里面，我讲了一篇关于以撒一家的道。谢谢。
At the family camp in May, I preached on the family of Isaac.
那一段的故事呢，以雅各离家告一段落。
The story ended with Jacob leaving home.
当时妈妈利百加听说哥哥以扫因为被弟弟雅各夺去了这个长子的祝福，就怀恨在心，甚至要杀了弟弟。
Esau was angry with Jacob for stealing the blessing of the firstborn. This Rebekah heard.
于是妈妈叫雅各逃到舅舅那里。
So Rebekah told Jacob to flee to his uncle's home.
等哥哥消了气，就打发人来带他回家。
She said that when Esau is no longer angry, she would send someone to bring him home.
你可以想象雅各当时离开家时 的心情吗？
Can you imagine how Jacob felt as he left home?
他可能也不太在意，以为只是暂别。
He perhaps didn't think much. He may have thought it was a short absence.
哥哥脾气很大，但是消得也快。
Yes, Esau had a temper, but it would eventually pass.
大概一年半载就回家了吧。
He might have guessed that it'll only be like a year or so.
谁知来到舅舅的地方，一住就是二十年。
Instead, he ended up living with his uncle for 20 years.
神的确赐福给他，他成家立业，儿女成群，牛羊更不用说了。
God did bless him with a family, with many children, not to even mention the cattle and sheep.
可是我想他心里是有遗憾的。
But I think he has some sense of regret.
因为圣经记载他离开家乡以后就没有提到他跟妈妈重逢了。
Because while scriptures record him leaving home, it never records him having a reunion with his mom.
他是妈妈宠爱的儿子。
Jacob was Rebecca's favorite.
可是离家那天可能是最后一次的母子相见。
But the day he left might have been the last time they saw each other.
弟兄姐妹，我们人生里面很多的最后一次，在发生的时候，并不知道那是最后一次的。
Brothers and sisters, in life, many things happen for the last time without us realizing it.
做父母的，你还记得最后一次给孩子换尿布吗？
Parents, do you remember the last time you changed our kids' diapers?
最后一次为他吃奶吃饭。
The last time you fed them milk or fed them a meal.
最后一次还抱得起你的孩子。
The last time you picked them up in your arms.
现在都是换他抱我了，不是我抱他了。
Now it's that my son taking care of me. Yeah.
He's the one picking me up off the ground. 做儿女的，你知道哪一次会是最后一次一家人坐下吃饭吗？
Being the children, do you know when the last time you and your family will sit down together for a meal?
你知道哪一次会是最后一次和父母告别吗？
Do you know when will be the last time you say goodbye to your parents?
你能保证父母继续健康吗？
Can you be sure of your parents' health?
同样的，我们也不知道什么时候是最后一次见面。
In the same way, we don't know when will be the last time we meet.
最后一顿饭
，the last meal we'll share，
最后一通电话
，the last phone call，
最后一个机会亲口说谢谢你
，or the last chance to say thank you。
弟兄姐妹，我们都是离开家乡的人，都经历过不同的最后一次。
Brothers and sisters, many of us left our home. We might have experienced many different last times.
可能心里也会有一些的遗憾。
Perhaps there's some regret in all of our hearts.
年轻的弟兄姐妹，特别是那些准备要离开家里去到外面读书的。
The younger people, who especially those who are ready to leave home for university.
你可能心想我不过去几年，有假期我就回家了。
You might be thinking, I'm just leaving for a few years. I'll come home during the holidays.
可是你永远不知道这一去会多久。
But you never know how long you'll be gone for.
雅各也大概没有想到他怎么一去就是二十年。
Jacob probably never imagined that he would be gone for 20 years.
圣经也没有记载他跟妈妈再见面。
The Bible never says that, that he saw his mother again.
所以这个星期趁着还有机会，我鼓励你也去做一件具体的事。
So this week, while you still have the chance, I encourage you to say, do one concrete thing.
想一个人。
Think of someone.
为一件具体的事向他认真的表达感谢。
Think of one specific thing they did for you and sincerely express your gratitude to them.
不要很敷衍、很笼统的说一句谢谢就算了。
Don't just say a thank you and just be done with it.
而是很具体的说出对方过往或者一直以来为你做的，为这样来感谢他们。
Rather, name them for what they did in for you in the past or what they have been doing all this time and thank them for it.
你也可以写字条啊，或者送小礼物来表达。
You can also write a note or give a small gift.
今天我们教会也面对一个很具体的感恩行动的机会。
Today, our church also faces a concrete opportunity for the action of gratitude.
就是我们购堂的需要。
The purchasing of this church building.
这个夏天我们会安排不同的机会来回顾，来数算主的恩典。
This summer, we'll arrange for opportunities to look back and count on the Lord's blessings.
上周我们听见丹美姐妹的感恩分享。
Last week, we heard from Sister Tammy.
未来几个礼拜，我们也会继续听见弟兄姐妹数算主恩，见证神在我们中间的作为。
In the coming weeks, we'll also hear from brothers and sisters about how God has worked in their lives.
在历代志上29章记载，大卫召集百姓来为建造神的殿神的殿来奉献。
In 1 Chronicles chapter 29 it says, King David gathered the people to give for the building of the temple.
当时大卫很清楚地宣告说，百姓乐意奉献是以行动来表达对神的感恩。
David declared that the people's willing offering was an action to express gratitude.
这不是因为他们充足有余。
This was not because they had more than enough.
而是因为他们知道万物都来自耶和华，他们所得的都是神赐给他们的。
It was because they knew that everything came from the Lord, and what they gave came from his hand.
今天我们的教会同样面对为神的家奉献的机会和需要。
Today, our church faces the same opportunity to give for the house of God.
当我们回想神在我们的身上，在我们的家庭，在我们教会里面的作为的时候，我们是否像大卫和百姓那样乐意欢喜的奉献呢？
As we remember what God has done to us in our families and in our church,Will we be willing and joyful to give as David and his people did?
我们要成为感恩的人，必须要有感恩的心和感恩的行动来配合。
To become grateful people, we must have grateful hearts together with grateful actions.
让我们以纪念来对付善忘。
Let us overcome forgetfulness with remembrance.
以谦卑来对付自恃。
Use humility to defeat self-sufficiency.
以知足对付想当然。
And use contentment to fight entitlement.
我相信如果我们都以纪念、谦卑、知足来胜过感恩的敌人的话，
If we use remembrance, humility, and contentment to fight against the enemies of gratitude,
如果我们活出这个感恩的行动的话，
If we act out gratitude,
我们就会成为感恩的群体，也是喜乐的群体，盼望的群体。
We will surely become a grateful community, a joyful community, and a hopeful community.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱主，感谢你赐下你的话语。
We thank you, Lord, for giving down your words.
求你继续的塑造我们，使我们纪念、谦卑、知足。
May you continue to build us in our remembrance, in our humility, and in our contentment.
使我们成为感恩的人，
so that we become grateful people，
感恩的群体，
a grateful community，
喜乐有盼望的群体，
a joyful and a hopeful community。
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督名求，
in the name of Jesus we pray，
Amen，
Amen。
谢谢 Alex 传道给我们带来的正道的信息，愿我们每个人成为感恩的人，我们的家庭成为感恩的家庭，我们的教会成为感恩的教会。我们大家一起起立来唱这一首回应诗歌，感谢神。
感谢神赐我救赎主，感谢神丰富预备，感谢神过去的同在，感谢神主常临地，感谢神赐温暖春天，感谢神救赎秋季，感谢神抹干我眼泪，感谢神赐我安宁，感谢神祷告蒙应允，感谢神为蒙垂听，感谢神度过了风暴，感谢神丰富供应，感谢神赐我苦与乐，感谢神绝望的为，感谢神无比的慈爱，感谢神无限恩惠，感谢神赐路旁玫瑰，感谢神玫瑰有刺，感谢神赐家庭温暖，感谢神盼望扶持，感谢神赐喜乐忧愁，感谢神属天恩你，感谢神赐明天盼望，感谢神永远不停。
我们一起来诵读本周的金句两遍，要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六到十八节，要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六到十八节， 我们来唱上一首。
赞美真神万福之根，地上生命当赞助
献做感恩的祷告，也凭着信心来领受从神而来的祝福。亲爱的天父上帝啊，我们的心非常的感动，看到这段经文，我们心里面真是涌出很多很多的恩典，是我们数算不尽的。我们能够活着，能够健康的来到你的面前，能够甘心乐意的奉献，哪一样不是你的恩典呢？谢谢主，我们工作的能力、工作的机会都是你赐给我们的。谢谢你给我们教会，给我们有甘心乐意奉献。